Welcome to the show, James Heller from Rapify. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being a part of it. You are somewhat of a popular guy in the rapping industry.
What we've done is pretty unique, and it's, you know, one of the leaders in a space that we kind of were one of the first to market. Mm-hmm. And I think in the rapping industry, our mission is to provide rap installers, you know, vehicle signage and vehicle wrap installers, signage companies, sign shops that do vehicle wraps, with the means of providing them with zero cost revenue. And then what that means is a box shows up, a car shows up, we have a predefined process that streamlines wrapping a vehicle. Mm-hmm. That process was developed by Justin Pate, who's, you know, part of the Rapify team. And, you know, we have about 500, I think close to 550 installers in our network in the US. And I think, you know, it kind of breaks down into a couple of different tiers, but just to quickly just give a background on Rapify. So I'm the CEO and founder. Hmm? And in 2015, we launched this with the mission of providing folks that want to monetize their time on the road with the means of some supplemental income. And, you know, our average drivers make between $300 and $400 a month. And on the brand side of our business, we provide brands and agencies with the ability to actually measure what this exposure actually does in terms of driving, you know, conversion or a sale on a website, in app, as well as driving foot traffic into like a retail environment or a store. So we've refined a lot of that. In 2016, we patented the method of measuring a moving out of home advertisement. And in this case, that's a wrapped vehicle. Mm-hmm. And we built out a really robust network of wrap installers. We built a certification platform that sits on top of three industry known certifications. Avery Dennison did a strategic investment in Rapify. We actually co-developed a wrap film with Avery Dennison. And obviously Avery, they have their own wrap certification. Our certification for being part of our network of certified installers isn't a, can you wrap cars? We already know you know how to wrap cars based on your other existing industry certifications. Mm-hmm. It's really more about how, making sure you understand what it means to be a Rapify installer. Some of the processes that go into, you know, having a regular everyday consumer show up at your wrap shop and then getting them through the necessary process before taking their vehicle into the shop and wrapping that vehicle with a graphic that we provide you. So when we talk about zero cost revenue, it's really a great way for wrap installers to fill those time slots where they're not actually doing a wrap install. They're not making a sign. They're not doing active work. It's a great way to fill those slots, if you will. And I think one of the other things that's really important mm-hmm. to note is when we first start working with an installer, there typically is a disconnect in regards to what we pay per square foot and what that means to them in terms of time, because they might have a preconceived notion of, okay, well, it's going to take me days to wrap this car. It's going to take me all day by myself. Or if they're a small shop that's got a couple of folks, it might take them, you know, several hours. And when they start to learn about how we do, how we design and how we build the wraps for the purpose of it being a very, very quick, simple, and safe install, and they do a couple of them, they realize like, holy crap, we could actually bang out a bunch of these per day. And it actually ends up yielding substantially more revenue to the shop because there's no incurred hard costs outside of the labor and the space, right? You're not doing design, you're not printing, you're not, you know, doing a bunch of legwork pre getting the vehicle and getting the graphic ready to go to be installed on the vehicle. So when we have an installer that has worked with us, it's usually the interaction is send me more, you know, send me as many of these installs as you can, because we'll do them all day long. And we've actually had, you know, we've had some installers where, you know, we're telling them we're going live in a market. They'll call us up and be like, hey, can you give us all the installs? We'll take them all. we'll take them. I'm like, well, this is 150 car install. Like there's, we'd love to think that you can do that. And if you can, awesome. But like, we have to share the love with the rest of the installers in that market. And just logistically speaking, like it's very rare that a single wrap shop can do that volume of vehicles in a couple of days. But we do have some folks on our platform that have pulled off some near miracles in terms of the volume of vehicles that they could get installed.
Wait, I have to ask you the question. Let's talk numbers there. How many are we talking about?
How many vehicles?
30, 40, 50, 100.
Yeah. So, I mean, an average single market campaign on our platform can range from 25 vehicles to, you know, north of 150. And, you know, today we have three different wrap options. Full is a, you know, almost the entire vehicle. Partial, which is basically full without the front bumper and the hood and part of the front fenders. Mm-hmm. And then Wrapify Light, which is just the door sides and a perforated rear window graphic. We co-developed a wrap film with Avery Dennison that's roughly based on their 1105 product, and but it has a lower tack adhesive, a little different over laminate, and it's designed for it to be a much faster install and safer on non-OEM paint, because obviously, you know, if it's too tacky and you've got a respray that was done at a body shop that didn't do a very good job, or even a body shop that did an okay job, the likelihood of, you know, they're being damaged with some of the other films on the market is just substantially higher. So and that helps the installer because it's an easier film to work with. It's not going to fight you the entire way. So we spent some time really developing that film with Avery Dennison and, you know, with Justin Pate and with several of the installers in our network. And we've arrived at a film that works pretty well. We will probably continue to refine the film. But in terms of like quantity of vehicles per wrap shop, it really is based on the shop's ability to do installs. You know, if it's a massive facility that has a huge workforce, or if they have a huge facility and they can bring in, or they'll allow us to send them remote installers, because we actually have a lot of installers on our network that will fly around all over the country to do installs, and they love it because they show up. They do their job and then they go back home with a bunch of cash in their pocket. So that's one way. Yeah. We standardized our rate across the country. It's flat $3.50. So it's when you look at the speed to which and the volume of vehicles you could do in a day, when you do it on our process, it makes it, you know, makes it very, very seamless. So that's one of the things we've seen. We've seen a lot of is installers that are maybe a little hesitant because they have an idea of what it takes for them to do an install. Like, for instance, we don't do the mirror covers. We don't do door handles. We don't allow you to take any of the hardware off the vehicle. You're not even trimming around logos. You're wrapping straight over all of that. This is designed to look fantastic from 20 feet away. It's not a commercial install where it has to be perfect and last on the vehicle for 4 years. You know, the idea, most of these campaigns are only on the road for 4 to 12 weeks. So we eliminate a lot
of temporary.
Exactly. We eliminate a lot of the complexity that would go into like a full blown commercial install. And wrap installers really love it. So I think part of it is making sure they're educated and aware that there is this new way to add revenue to your business. By participating in this network. And I think that the other thing I'd like to mention is, you know, there might be, or you might be a fantastic and amazing wrap shop or sign shop that does vehicle wraps. But you might be in a market where we just don't have campaign activity because the brands that work with us don't have an initiative in that market. That doesn't mean that we're not going to that market. That doesn't mean that we're withholding campaigns. Like, if we're not getting paid in that market, nobody is. And vice versa, if an installer is not getting paid in that market, we're not either, because that means we're not doing a campaign in that market. But we're live nationwide in the US today. Brands typically are buying campaigns in the top 10 DMAs, so the top advertising markets. But we've also been servicing camp, like as of recently, we just did a big, big deployment in Salt Lake City, and we never have ever been active in Salt Lake City. And we have some really amazing installers in that market. You know, same thing goes for some other, you know, tier two, tier three advertising markets where, you know, amazing ability on the wrap shop side of things, but we just don't have the volume of campaigns to keep them doing work for us all the time. So I think that's don't get discouraged if you're a wrap shop and haven't serviced a campaign for Rapify. It's, you know, the larger we get, the more brands that are leveraging our platform, the more brands that are coming back for more, the better it is for the community, the better it is for the installer network. So we're doing everything we can to push that narrative.
So the more love you can spread around.
Exactly.
Okay. So there's, I don't know how many ways to go about it now. You have so many questions. So we'll just start from one end and then we will jump around if that's okay with you.
Sure.
So I the first time I heard the name Rapify, I thought that one's a good one. Where did you get the name from?
Well, my background is as a marketer, and brand advertising and marketing is something that is really important and I'm passionate about. We had a bunch of other names.
What was number two?
Oh man, I honestly don't even remember. I don't even remember. That's how not important it is today. There's so much has happened since 2015 that you know, a lot of that stuff is just a blur. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I had a conversation with one of my best friends who actually helped develop our initial brand creative, and I had all these different ideas on the table. And one of the problems we had with Rapify is we had a hard time getting the domain. Mm-hmm. We had to go through a lot of hoops to buy the domain from somebody who was just sitting on it. And he's like, James, listen, you want to build a brand, right? You want to build this thing and he's like, that's the best name. Like of all the things that of all the different things we looked at, like just bite the bullet, figure out a way of acquiring that domain, you know, trademark it. That's, you know, that's the name of the business. These other ones they're an afterthought. You know, they're just because the only reason for why we would have chosen any other ones is because we didn't want to spend the money on buying the domain. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was, you know, this is all just coming out of my pocket. You know, this is all personal capital that was being used to build this company. So I bit the bullet, I spent the money, you know, tracked down the person that owned it and negotiated for days and finally got them to release the domain. We trademarked Rapify and that thing, you know, the rest is history.
It's a good name. So going back to 2015 and one year forward to 16, do you remember the biggest challenges you had setting up? What was the hardest?
Yeah, I mean, the hardest and today still is the hardest. And that is, you know, convincing brands that this is a viable, scalable, measurable ad medium. You know, in the beginning, you know, wrapping vehicles before Rapify, wrapping vehicles was largely known as being kind of a novelty in the advertising space. It wasn't looked at as being scalable. It wasn't really looked at as being like a serious ad medium. And, you know, in the beginning, that was challenging because there was a graveyard of companies that tried doing something similar to Rapify in the past and failed. So there was already kind of a negative connotation to what we were trying to do without any of the data visualization or attribution or measurement associated with it. That's why, you know, when we started as a ad tech platform where we are servicing a two-sided marketplace, and we're the first to do that. We're the first to actually build a technology platform that facilitates this business and this business scaling and this business being something that could go from being a national business to an international business. When we set out getting brands to buy and, you know, initially see the vision and understand, oh wow, this is a lot more than just wrapping cars, that was the biggest challenge, and continues to be. It's getting easier because there's now market adoption, but we still have a long ways to go. Recently, Nielsen, you know, the authority in media measurement, they actually did a big study, or they did their out-of-home advertising industry report for 2019. For the first time ever, that report includes wrapped mm-hmm. vehicles as a component, as a segment of out of home advertising. And better yet, it was the second most noticed format and the most noticed format that moves. And that was really cool. You know, it was really cool to see that something that we built and something that's created like a industry segment of the out of home industry is now being recognized by, you know, the leaders in the space. So, you know, it's a real thing now. And it's taken almost 5 years. You know, it's taken almost 5 years. We launched in 2015 and, you know, we're coming on the tail end of 2019 today. So, I mean, it's been a blur. Like, it doesn't even feel like it's been that long.
For anyone out there that doesn't really know how Rappify works, the campaigners, they buy the slots, right? Like you said before, but how do the campaigners know proof of value? How do they get to know impressions they've reached and all of that? That seems to be a pretty large bit of it all.
Yeah, that's everything. You know, wrapping vehicles is really just a byproduct of what we sell. We don't sell wrapping cars. We sell audience, and we sell the ability to create a really high recall first touch that parlays into a digital advertising component and the ability to track that offline exposure all the way through to a online conversion or an in-app conversion or retail foot traffic. So going back to your earlier question, we built a dashboard for brands. You mentioned, you called them campaigners, but we call them brands. And those brands can log in and see where their vehicles are driving, heat map information. They could see daily routes. They could see all the impression data. So in 2016, we patented a method of measuring how many people were exposed to these wrapped vehicles. And that was something that really put us on the map. 2017, I ended up becoming the feature honoree for the Forbes 30 Under 30 for Rappify and, you know, for the marketing and advertising category, which is really cool. You know, 2018 was a big year of growth for us. In 2019, we made it into the Inc. 500 at number 309.
Yeah, I read that. Congrats.
Privately held.
That's got to be
fastest growing privately held companies. Yeah. Thank you. It's pretty amazing, you know, because in late 2014, this is just an idea. This is just like a thing that kind of was floating around my head. And now, you know, we've got 200,000 plus drivers on the platform. We've got, you know, a massive installer base that works with us every day. 25 employees today. And that's growing. Like, we're out of space in our current headquarters. We're looking for, you know, new headquarters location in San Diego. So it's these are all cool problems to have, but it's, you know, a lot of really, really smart people, and, you know, both on the investor side of things, as well as the folks that helped me build this and the folks that help keep the wheels turning every day. You know, we've been able to cultivate a really amazing
team. We talked a little bit about certifications and wrap shops and all that. Now, I guess that the wrap shops come to you, but in the start, how did you get wrap shops to even think about the idea of start working with you?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, because obviously being the first wrap shop, and being a wrap shop that's probably heard this, you know, probably heard this story before and didn't want to hear it again. It was challenging, but so in the early stages of Rappify, I knew I had to build a team, and I knew I had to bring some folks on that, that were industry experts. So two of my early employees both owned or operated their own sign shop or vehicle wrap shop. And one of them really helped out in building out initial process and figuring out how we're going to manage the this installer mm-hmm. base and a lot of the operations that go into that. And then the other one, we just flew around the country, and he went to city by city, went to every single one of these wrap shops, and, you know, met the owners mm-hmm. in person, because it really is a cottage industry. And that was a huge part of, I mean, that was the heavy lift. And so he was on the road basically the first 2 years of the company. He was on an airplane flying around until we created enough critical mass to where installers were coming to us and saying, hey, we've heard about this, you have an installer network. We want to be a part of it. And today it's mm-hmm. pretty simple. You go to install.rapify.com and that's how you sign up to go through our certification. It's pretty simple. But once you get certified, we do some, you know, we get you signed on as a certified installer in our network, and we input you in our platform. And that way, when a campaign becomes available, we know, okay, this is, you're one of the wrap shops that's in the market that we're going into.
You can get them vouched in by certifications, but how do you make sure you keep up the quality? I mean, it's a big mess. So how do you make sure that they don't cut cars? They don't mess up the times, because that is a big part of it all.
Yeah. Well, so first and foremost, every single campaign comes with, every single box comes with knifeless tape. And we mm-hmm. mandate that. So you're not cutting on a car. So that's how we get around the cutting on car piece. The other piece of it too, is we built a scheduling tool that allows them to manage their schedule with Rapify all through our platform. They actually pick the job slots. There's a bunch of messaging and notifications that happen leading up to the install on the installer side. Cause you know, some of the shops that we work with are pretty sophisticated and, you know, manage their schedules really tightly and have a crew. And some of the shops we work with are just a mom and pop, mm-hmm. small, you know, one or two man wrap shop. And so what we did was figured out ways to help those businesses thrive on our platform. And we make it easy for them to, when there's a campaign in town, for them to block off scheduling for Rapify. Our platform will make sure that they're notified and messaged and aware of all that. So it's pretty interesting. Yeah. And the installer base seems to love it. And it's really just the goal of making sure that all these different shops all have the ability to have access to those tools.
Because that was going to be one of my questions. Is it, if it was meant for a small shop, a medium-sized shop, or a big shop? But it seems to be for all of them.
Yeah, it's for all of them.
You were talking about you have three different stages, some kind of like small, medium, and large, I guess, the way you wrap things. And you're actually wrapping just to be noticeable from about, you said 20 feet, I guess. So you're not cutting anything. You're just putting it on top.
I mean, there are things we cut, like there are seams and stuff that we cut, but it's all done with knifeless tape. And but in terms of like door handles and complex curves and mirror covers and, you know, really intricate things, we eliminate all that stuff.
Just make it quick and easy.
Exactly.
You were also saying that you had Justin Pate on board. What has that mean for you as a business on the wrapping side of it all?
Well, he's been a big driving force in making sure we're doing all the right things in terms of how we craft our installer network and our certification platform and the way that we wrap cars for this type of use case. And he's been with us since the very beginning. Hmm. So he's been a big, big proponent of Rapify and really helped us get to where we are today, especially, you know, him being the face of our installer network. It's definitely helped. It's definitely a driving force in making sure people are aware of Rapify and aware of the means for how it can actually impact their business.
Got it. And I also wanted to ask you a little bit more about your facilities. I hear that you do your own designs, right? But do you also do your own printing?
Yeah, so we work with the largest grand format printers in the mm-hmm. country. We also do some of our own printing, but it's very few and far between. It's usually an emergency for, you know, that's the reason for why we would be printing ourselves.
Because I guess if you have to go out and do 150 cars all in a couple of days, you need to have a pretty right. large production hall for, I guess.
Yeah, so we work with the largest grand format printers in the US, and you know, these are the same folks that print most of the billboards and you know, the stuff that goes on the side of bus sides and bus shelters and transit and et cetera.
All right, cool. Another thing I also wanted to ask you about is every time I seem to see a picture of you, you're always either wearing a t-shirt or a cap with the logo Rapify. So knowing that you come from marketing, what is your train of thought there?
Well, I'm right now, as we speak, wearing a Rappify hat and a Rappify t-shirt.
That not surprised me.
Yeah, my train of thought, well, it depends on where I am. If I'm, meeting with brands in New York, I'm pretty buttoned up. You know, if I'm meeting with investors, a little different. So it really depends on where I am. I'm a big fan of the brand, and I'm a big fan of people being inquisitive. And I'm also just a fan of impressions. And the more people that see the brand, the more people are going to be like, hey, I've heard of that. You know, I've seen that before. So yeah, and I also think if you're not proud, and I'm proud of this brand. I love this brand. So yeah, wearing it every day is something I'm really proud of.
I agree with you. You got to love what you do to do it well, I guess. Another thing I also wanted to just touch bases with you about is that what I've heard from a couple of other people is that you are kind of like embedded in between. For example, as a wrapping company, I presumably will think about myself first and what I need to bring in and then think about the customer. That is the way it tends to be. But you are like in between. You are talking with the rep shops, but you're also talking with the brands. And how do you see the synergy between them? Because I think you have a special, you're looking at it from a special angle.
I actually don't see that there being any synergy between them. In fact, we want them to be as disconnected as possible because Rappify is selling to the brand. So we maintain the relationship with the brand. And so the brand has a relationship with Rappify. And then Rappify has a mutually exclusive relationship with the installer. So there really is no relationship with the brand. The way we look at it, we're paying our installer network to do work on our behalf. And yeah, the brand might be part of what's being printed and put on the vehicle, but for all intents and purposes, they're working for Rappify. So yeah, I don't see there really isn't a facilitation or synergy between the install shop and the brand.
It was a bit different than I thought. And we were also talking a little bit before about the way you're setting it all up for growth, right? And the way you cover all of the states, I guess, right now at the moment. But I presume, or I thought I heard something about you going worldwide.
Yeah, international expansion is definitely on the horizon. There's still a lot of work to do here in the U.S. And I think we have, there's still plenty of market share and expansion opportunity here in the U.S.
Are you doing proof of concept over there? Is that what it's all about before you take it outside?
No, not proof of concept. We need to be an established leader in the U.S. before we do anything internationally. I mean, the reality is if we don't win in the U.S., it's going to be really hard to win globally. So, the focus is the U.S. today. When we do decide to go international, it's going to the market, the way that we approach each one of those different markets is going to be different. So yeah, while it's on the horizon, there's still a big focus on continuing to expand here in the U.S.
What is your biggest challenges you have at the moment?
It's still selling to brands, selling to agencies, getting them to understand that we're not selling vehicle wraps, because that's not, like, while wrapping vehicles is part of what we do, it's not what we sell. And that's hard, right? Because the name of the company is called Rappify, and there are wrapped vehicles in everything that we sell. So it's really getting a brand to really understand the measurement, the attribution, all of the retargeting capabilities.
The audience.
And how we build audience. Exactly.
I also wanted to ask you about where you see the wrapping industry going, because you've been in touch with it pretty intensive these last couple of years. So what challenges do you think the industry will have in the future, or maybe you see at the moment?
Well, I think, out of home advertising in general, there's a lot of push for it to become digitized. So, I think that's going to have an impact on wrapped vehicles and there being some sort of film that has the means to change a graphic. I think that's pretty far down the line. I think this is what we're doing, and you know, what some other players are doing in the space, I think will help expand the market and create more revenue opportunities for wrap shops. So I think that overall what it's doing is it's pushing the industry to be even bigger, and there's more money going around. So when that happens, it's great for wrap install businesses. It's great for those sign shops that do vehicle wraps. It's great for the suppliers and all the printers and everything that goes into this. So I think it's a great time to be part of this industry. You know, it's growing, and out of home advertising in general is growing and outpacing a bunch of the industry analysts' expectations for where it should be this year. And they expect that to continue happening through 2020. So that's actually that's a good thing for installers and wrap installers.
Promotes the business, the industry.
Exactly.
What campaign are you most proud of? There might be a couple, but which one comes to mind?
I mean, it's really hard to say, because there's so many amazing campaigns and so many amazing initiatives that are related to all of them. I think one of my favorite campaigns was one we did for Anheuser-Busch, and it was a corporate social responsibility campaign that was to raise awareness for free rides in Columbus, Ohio, during Columbus, during their CSU home games. And it drove down alcohol related incidents by like double digit percentages. Like, wow. I think it was like somewhere between 20 and 30% or some really, really high number, where they were able to track down the amount of, or the volume of, alcohol related, you know, incidents that happened in that market. And the main out of home component was Wrapify. So we actually, like, indirectly saved people's lives. Like, we indirectly kept people out of harm's way, because we were pushing a message that allowed them to get a free ride instead of driving drunk, or, you know, or being somebody who is getting injured by somebody who is driving drunk. So that was a pretty cool campaign. It was really neat to see our platform being used for that use case.
That has got to feel big.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Okay, James, I know you are a busy man, so I'm about to let you go. But before I do that, if you look back now, all this soon to be 5 years you've been going at it, what are you most proud of?
I'm really proud of the team that I've been able to cultivate. We have really amazing people here. I know every founder and CEO says that about their company, but I've gotten really lucky in a number of different ways, but I've gotten really lucky with being able to, or having the ability to, cultivate an amazing team. Like, we have such an amazing team. We're not just hardworking, but super intelligent. They solve problems like it's nothing. You know, it's been amazing to watch. It's been amazing to create something that's also created all this opportunity for folks to make a great living and eventually have an amazing outcome. So it's something that I'm very proud of, and I'm very, very proud of the team.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Like I always do with all my other guests, I leave them a couple of seconds or minutes to just talk freely with the rapping world. So if you could say whatever you want to the rapping world out there, what would you tell them?
If you're not already on the network, if you live in the US and you're not already in the Wrapify certified installer network, go to install.wrapify.com. Or if you just go to wrapify.com and scroll all the way down to the footer in our homepage, you'll see a link for installers. Click on that and sign up to become an installer on our network.
Got it. Everyone out there heard about it. If you're living in the US, scroll down, I guess.
Awesome.
Okay, James, thank you very much for taking your time and being a part of the show.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now.